the celebrated Japanese crime writer Natsuo Kirino made her American debut in 2005 when her novel Out was translated into English and became a finalist for an Edgar Award. Out told the weird story of an abused wife who strangles her husband and then seeks the aid of her co-workers at a boxed lunch factory in covering up the murder. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says that novel was a sensation, not simply because it lured American readers out of the tourist precincts of Japan, but because of its distinctive worldview and tone. Another Kirino novel, Grotesque, has just been translated into English. Maureen has this review.
Natsuo Kirino helps us aficionados of crime fiction imagine the kind of novels James M. Cain might have written if he had been a Japanese feminist. That same greasy smog of despair that hovers over the housing-tract wastelands of Mildred Pierce and Double Indemnity blankets the fringes of Kirino's Tokyo. Like Cain, Kirino is a big believer in fate, not as an agent of deliverance, but as the ultimate dead end to all possibilities, especially for women. Kirino also reminds me of Cain in that she's not afraid to go over the top. She spins out almost cartoonish plots about wildly twisted personalities and laughable lusts that turn deadly. If crime noir is a genre that's distinguished by its courage in exploring the outermost suburbs of the human psyche, then Kirino, like Cain, fills up the tank, puts the pedal to the metal, and takes us readers on a long drive into the night without safety belts. Out, the first novel of Kirino's to be translated into English, has just been published in paperback to coincide with the publication of a new hardback crime novel by Kirino called Grotesque. Grotesque first came out in Japan in 2003. It's been translated from the Japanese by Rebecca Copeland, who should have received combat pay for that job because the story it tells for nearly 500 pages is emotionally harrowing. Here are the bare bones of the tale. Two middle-aged prostitutes named Yuriko and Kazue have been murdered in Tokyo. The murders are sensational because both women were graduates of the same prestigious girls' high school. When the novel opens, their murderer, an illegal Chinese immigrant, has been arrested and put on trial. Case closed. Except the murders are really just excuses for our narrator, the older sister of Yuriko, to begin a bitter retrospective about her childhood and, most of all, the monstrous beauty of her sister. Yes, I said monstrous because one of the things Grotesque does so elegantly is make a reader recognize how aberrant and disturbing great beauty is. Yuriko and our narrator share the same parents. Their mother was Japanese, their father a Polish businessman in Japan to peddle cheap Swiss chocolates. While Yuriko is a knockout, our narrator, her older sister, is drab, and so much in Yuriko's shadow that she doesn't even rate a first name throughout this book. But save your pity. As our narrator says, thanks to Yuriko, I too had been blessed with a certain talent. My talent was the uncompromising ability to feel spite. What follows from that admission is a nasty story about incest and betrayal, bonsai and bondage, that readers have been given fair warning to take with a grain of salt, or better yet, a dose of antibiotics. While Yuriko's venomous older sister is our primary narrator, we also hear from other voices, courtesy of Yuriko's posthumously unearthed diary, letters from classmates of the girls, and the court testimony of the Chinese national accused of the murders. At the quicksand center of Grotesque is the story of the cutthroat competition that marks daily life at Kyu High School, the elite private girls' school that Yuriko, Kazue, the other murder victim, and our narrator attended. It's a place where the student hierarchies are sealed into place on the first day of classes. Girls who aren't from wealthy families might exhaust themselves, as our narrator did, in the struggle to excel in their studies. Other girls, like Sad Sack Kazue, desperately attempt to compete by stitching fake Ralph Lauren logos onto their knee socks and gluing on thin plastic wands called Elizabeth eyelids in order to achieve the desired Western eye fold. All for naught. The attributes that give women the most power in this man's world are her father's money or her own beauty, such as the fabulous, boundary-breaking beauty that was possessed by Yuriko. That's a rather harsh view of things, of course, and surely a fantastically successful writer like Natsue Kirino is not asking us to believe that these days a woman's face is her fortune. But in Grotesque, as in all great crime noir, under the heaping mounds of operatic passion and hyperbolic social commentary, lays the shriveled corpse of a buried truth, perhaps still shallowly breathing.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed the novel Grotesque by Japanese crime writer Natsuo Kirino.